Hello, everybody. I am Mel Barron, and welcome to another Members Only. This is not Cross Roast. We are here. It's a pop culture stream.
We're here to just roast, not cross
roast. We're roasting. Well, do you want to explain what we're doing tonight?
Yeah. So I made the not executive because I asked Mel first.
And I agreed.
We're going to keep this. This is going to be Members Only stream tonight, but we're going to keep it over to open all members, not just the higher tier members, which was the original plan. I am responsible for creating something for the higher tier members. I just want as many of you as possible to be able to hear the tea about the crappy people we're going to be discussing. Yeah. So this will be a members only. We're going to make it members only in a few minutes. And we've got a couple new members already.
Yes.
We've got the other Emily. I recognize you from other places, the other Emily. I see you on other people's chats.
Emily's in the Lindsay Clancy chats too for my streams.
I see you. This is Miss Pete XO. Thank you for becoming a member. This is very exciting. We're going to be talking about Mel has learned a bunch about Lauren Mathias, so I know a little bit about her. I'm going to let Mel tell me some more stuff tonight. And
I have so much video to play.
Deep on her. After Turtle Boy did his stuff, she's a ghoul.
I went way back. I went to the original people who told us the truth about her, and it's friggin' fascinating and horrific.
Ghoul. And I might gossip a little bit about Patrick Hines, and some of you seem to want that. But we're doing that in members only. So yes. He'll have to become a member if he wants to see it.
Yeah,
or get someone in his, gets one of his friends to become a member.
He makes the gays look bad. And
He's doing fine. He's making plenty of money.
But he makes the gays look bad and I don't like it. Okay, we're going to get into this after a quick break. Good morning, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm Rebecca Lavoie, allegedly. I'm smart.
Happy Monday, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm Rebecca Lavoie. Happy gay summer, Mel.
Happy hump day, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm not humping anybody. I'm Rebecca Lavoie.
Happy Saturday, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
Oh, no.
I'm Rebecca Lavoie, and my mic is muted.
Good morning, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm Rebecca Lavoie, and that's Briscoe.
And welcome to Something's Off, a true crime podcast where we swat the haters aside with our astute takes and humor and joy.
Oh, the joylessness of those people. Blags.
You hear it first in the break in the story. One little crack and the whole thing gets wary. A witness swears, but the timeline bends. A smile too smooth and the trail just ends. Mel Barrett says, hold up, look. It's not the truth, there's a shadow lying running through the room. Something's off, you can feel it in the bones. Something's off, when the facts won't come home. Something's off, and the case won't stay in place. Something's off, we're the ones who chase.
We're gonna go members only.
Yeah, we're the ones who chase. Wait, did that witness just blink three times? Something's off.
We have so many new members, Mel. And so Virginia Mike Cryford just became a new member. Thank you. And I love your screen name. And I also see some sort of AI funny image. Also, Peace Geek 1965 gifted 10 Something's Off memberships. So if you got one of those memberships, say thank you. And also let us know. And also don't forget to renew. And Eileen became a new member. Thank you for becoming a new member, Eileen. Miss Chris became a new member. And Ski Utah became a new member. And Salawalaway became a new member.
Wow.
Jeez. All right, guys.
We are going to fix the tier situation. I promise. I wanted to just like up the price of our lower tier, but like YouTube won't let me do it. I don't know why. Yeah. We'll figure it out. And those of you who are paying a little bit more, we'll give you a little something. I promise it's on me.
Yeah. Well, and I think I was the one
who wanted to make this open to all the members tonight because I'm selfish.
No, you're not selfish. I want to make it open to all members also, but I also want to make sure that we're giving something to our upper tier. And the way to fix that is for us to have a medium. So we have to figure out a medium tier.
No more tiers. Stop.
No. I didn't mean tier. I meant we need to find a happy medium to have one membership fee for the channel.
Right. The problem is you can't create a new one and ask everybody. It's a whole thing. We'll talk about
it. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Take my money tier. $100 a month, please. That sounds great. We actually have one of those for Crime Writers On. We have a $100 a month tier. Only one person can have it at a time. And because we're not as selfish as we should be. And that person gets to name our studio for as long as they have the tier. So we say the name of our studio and all the credits to Crime Writers On. And right now it's the Caitlin Rogers Project Studio, which is in honor of somebody who's created this Caitlin Rogers Project in honor of their daughter who died. And but we've had like a bunch of, we had a yoga loft above the bodega in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi studio. We had the, we'll just let you have the naming rights. But anyway.
Well, I mean, as we are going to learn in the stream, we could just steal that from Crime Writers because Lauren Mathias likes to steal her scripts from Annie Leese. It'd be fine, right?
Are you spilling tea before we start the...
Shelly Homolka, thanks for becoming a new member. Homolka, why do I recognize that last name?
It sounds like there's something familiar about it. I agree. It's somebody
famous.
It's true
crimey. It's true crimey.
Yeah. Let me look it up.
Oh, Homolka. Rebecca, you just like to say bodega.
Do I?
Hello, Kitty. Thanks for
The Ken and Barbie partner. Killers were Carla Homolka and Paul Bernardo.
That's what it was. Yeah. Are you one of the Ken and Barbie killers? Not that Dina gifted 5 memberships. Jeez, you guys are being so generous.
Who had the above average chicken parm handle? Like, that was very funny. By the way, people
spilling the tea here.
I'm just saying, whatever. I know that financial harm can be part of the witness intimidation charge too against Aidan Carney. I've read the statute. That being said, the Alberts have been bad with money for a long time. Of course, we're talking about the news that broke today that he's basically being asked to vacate his pizza shop because he hasn't paid the $2,400 of rent since like February or whatever.
$8,000 is what he owes.
Right, but it's only $2,400 a month. Like it's, I know it sounds like not, it's for a business on a main street.
Is he not
making
$2,400? I mean, like how much is he charging for that medium?
Well, I just think they're bad with money. Just see all the credit discharges and all of the.
Oh, it makes me nervous to even talk about it.
Me too.
Because I struggle sometimes. So I don't want to like, ooh, I know. I like feel like it's just bad karma to even talk
about. Okay, doesn't make me nervous to talk about Chris, and here's why. He was a selectman in Canton, Massachusetts, where they are in charge of budgets.
Yes.
And contracts. And like, so it's one
politics
thing to be bad with money and just walk around and like being bad with money is not a character flaw. It is just it's a skill. Being good with money is a skill. There is an inherent, like I'm inherently bad with money, but I developed the skill to manage it well. Mm-hmm. And now my credit score in the 800, in the 800s shows that.
All right.
It's taken me years, the non-conversational mansplainer, Rebecca. But some people don't have something. For some people, it is a character flaw. They just don't want to pay up, or they prioritize the wrong things or whatever. And Chris is like, dude, he does not pay his bills. He doesn't pay his Discover card bills. He doesn't pay his Capital One credit card bills. He doesn't. Am I making you tense right now? Am I giving you the, am I triggering you?
Getting anxiety right now. I'm starting, my skin's starting to crawl. Money is at both times the bane of my existence as well as the thing I need the most and love when I have it. And I do not believe in the old adage, money doesn't make you happy, because money does make you happy.
100% it does.
It makes you happy. And I don't mean because you can go out and buy sports cards and shit like that. Money makes you happy and safe and
because you're not, you don't have a cloud hanging over you.
Because you are not stressed out. So like all the poor folks in this country, money would make them very happy because they wouldn't have to think about it anymore. Right. So money makes you happy. But it makes me so nervous because I have struggled throughout my life. Because I never was taught any good like money managing strategies.
Same girl.
So, you know, it makes me stressed
uncle
out.
Uncle alert. I don't know who the unk is here, but thank you for the
thanks
unk
for
alert.
The jewels.
Whatever those are. Speaking of money,
oh my
that's
God.
Like 4 cents.
Maybe shut down the alleged drug business. Oh my God. Is that a front? Is D&E Pizza a front? What do you think, Rebecca?
A lot of those cash.
We were talking about mafia last night. I used to live in Somerville in Teal Square, where Whitey Bulger used to own all those businesses that were all fronts. And you know what? There were a bunch of businesses still in Teal Square where I was like, that business is absolutely a front. I don't see one single person go in there any day of the week. People are just sitting there behind the counter. How are they paying their bills? It's a front.
You know what has to be fronts? All those mattress firms. I've never seen anybody in any of those stores. And there's 10 million of them.
Yeah.
And, but everyone, anybody who's watched Ozark knows that, or Breaking Bad,
that
Ozark's better. How to launder money is you buy yourself a mostly cash business, pretend to pump a bunny, much bunch of money into it, and then just take the money.
Did you say punch of bunnies? Were you trying to make reference
punch
to
punch a bunch Macchiato? Of money? That.
Are you drinking already?
I am having a little pink wine, but we just taped Crime Writers. I woke up at 4:30. I'm just tired, but it's fine.
I've been up since 5. I get it. Yeah.
Last night, those who were not at our members only last night don't know why she just made the mafia reference. And I'm not talking about it because I'm too scared. Not really.
It was a members only. And you'll have to, if you want to know what I'm talking about, you'll have to go watch it now that you're a member.
Or I'll say it again once we go to members only again. You never know because I'm scared. Not really.
And just to clarify for the membership tiers, we're not thinking about going over the AYFKM tier. Mm. Oh, by the way, Rebecca, I got through a whole 30 minutes this morning before I dropped an F-bomb.
I'm so proud of you.
Good job, Mel. I also bleeped in the beginning, so we're good there. What we're talking about is we have a membership tier that's $2.99 and we have one that's $5.99. We want to go somewhere in the middle there, or like closer to, like, yeah, probably in the middle. And in order to do that, we have to ask the lower tier members to pay a little bit more. And we're going to be giving.
No, we just switch it and then suddenly they're paying more.
But what I'm saying is we are asking them, and there is a grace period though, right? There's like a 90
day. Yeah, it's like a 90 day grace period. I do love the idea of, we'll talk about it. I mean, I don't want to have the people who are here for content having to listen to this boring business conversation. I'm just saying it was a mistake to set up tiers. We should have just set up one. And, the 227 level. Smart.
Yes.
Smart.
Wicked smart. Wicked smart. Thanks for becoming a new member. Mel.
We have another Mel. Hello,
Nicole,
Mel.
You saw me on a 2020 last Friday night. I didn't even know I was in a 2020. You want to tell me about it?
It was a 2020 on last Friday night about Pam Smart. We went by it real quick, but we didn't watch it. So I was like, this isn't the thing Mel was on. But there was a Pam Smart thing on. So.
I didn't realize. I mean, I know. Well, so 2020 is the sister show to Nightline.
You must have played your thing on there.
Yeah. So I did do an episode for Nightline, which I thought was actually pretty good, except for my stupid yellow sweater. Okay. Well, I guess they must have pulled a clip then and put it in there because I had no idea, but I'll have to go and watch it. Let me know what the title of the episode was. I don't know.
Megan, maybe not, became a YouTube member. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you. We promise not to run a pizza shop into the ground with your money. We promise. we will not run your pizza shop into the ground. We will keep our pizza shop here healthy. We will have a lot of above average chicken parms, et cetera.
Was I flipping tables in members only?
Oh, yeah. No. We're talking tea tonight, Emily EC. We're talking
also,
tea.
You guys don't give out spoilers from last night's members only stream in the chat.
Don't say what I said. Because I'm scared. No, I'm not. I'm not.
Don't be scared.
I'm curious about other people's fears. Oh, got to pay the pepperoni man. Got to pay it. Got to pay him.
Okay.
Yes.
I have done a deep dive on one Lauren Matthias. Is it Matthias or Matthias?
Matthias. You
know? Matthias. Yes. Matthias. Lauren Matthias. How's that?
Lauren Matthias. She of the Botoxed forehead.
Lauren Matthias.
By the way, I kept my forehead a little shiny tonight in her honor because she always has that like stretched slight shine in the middle of her forehead.
Yeah. But we're probably going to dip into maybe a little bit about what happened in Dallas at the Obsessed Fest.
Yeah,
we could talk a little bit about the bunnies. I don't know. But the majority of what we're talking about tonight is a deep dive, Lauren Matthias. I have lots of video to show you, Becky.
Oh, my God. Little bunny gossip.
Yeah.
Arkansas Bestie is now on Jess's freaking hit list.
Well,
Arkansas bestie used to give her a ton of money. It's on Jess's hit list now.
You got to pull up some video to go along with that because I have no idea what you're talking about. I keep hearing the name Arkansas bestie. I have no idea who it is. We'll have to. I mean, and at this, I used to feel bad, kind of talking about anyone within the like Free Karen Reed community, like roasting anybody or not liking somebody or whatever.
And I don't.
And then all of a sudden, Jess Machado just started coming at me, and I'm like, no, I'm able to.
Well, she sucks. She's always sucked.
I really tried to give her the benefit of the doubt. Do you guys remember? I was trying to be nice. I was like giving her props, talking about journalism, yada yada. I was willing to have a conversation if she wanted to have it about like LGBTQ issues, whatever it might be.
Bigotry.
And no, instead she misgenders me. I
calls you ugly. Which is okay.
I'm not ugly. I know I'm not ugly, so fuck off, Jess Machado.
I know.
Farchado. Everyone keeps telling me that she's like talking shit, and I guess Jolene talked about it. I have no idea. I never saw it. I don't really care. What other people think about me is not my business. So, but we are gonna roast a little bit.
Okay. So this is this woman, Arkansas bestie. She was a big bunny. Bestie. She was like a top bunny. Okay.
A big bunny.
Grab your cream. I got to get into it.
I like the song.
Southern born, but I like nice things. So this is her. She's very, very pretty. Three girls, boss man, everybody loud, go home. Okay, this is who she looks like.
Come on and tell their story.
Okay, that's her. Okay.
Good backdrop. Good job.
Yeah, she's got a nice house. She has a nice house, and that's part of the problem. So she was a hardcore bunny. She gave Jess a lot of money. She gave her tons of super chats, lots of money, and was part of the in. She took the class. Oh my God.
Is that true?
Doesn't surprise me at all. She took the class and everything, right? Mm-hmm. Then she was a, you know, kind of, and then there's something that happened. I saw this on Jolene's and then I went back and saw it myself. She lives in Arkansas in like this big, beautiful house. Her husband, I think, works like in oil. Like he's like a blue collar guy, seems like a real lug of a dude, comes home. And she's doing a live with Jess one night and she's clearly been drinking, which is why Jolene gave her that nickname, Drunkensaw Bestie, Drunkensaw Breastie. Jess was super dick to her husband. It was clearly like, because as soon as the husband came on, Jess was like, okay, bye. And like left. It was really weird. So something like Arkansas bestie, it seems like very naive, sweet. Mm-hmm. She decided to start her own channel. For some reason, Jess believes she needed permission or something. At least that's how it reads to me when I hear Jess talk about it. And she started it when Jess was on vacation.
Okay.
And so Jess did this thing where in her live when she got back from vacation where she did her Betty Crocker voice, because I have now decided that Jess has her Jess voice and her Betty Crocker voice. When she was doing her Betty Crocker voice, she did this live and she started it. And when she got to the point where she's talking about Arkansas Bestie, she's like, you know, I just don't understand. I look back at our texts, which were like 10 of hers to one of mine, and I just can't figure out what happened. And, you know, she's welcome to start her own channel. You know, if people choose not to like
Machado voice.
Oh my God. She was saying all of these things that were like, clearly like you're the next on my hit list and I'm going to read all your texts. It was so clear. I've seen this pattern with her now, like 20 times where she feigns like ignorance. I don't know. What? And then next it's, I'm a little mad. And then next it's fuck you. And then next I'm reading all your texts. Sorry to swear. And next I want to monetize anyway. Next I'm reading all your texts and you're my enemy right now, and you're dead to me. Right.
Yeah.
Just like Boston Cyber Chick, who was a mod in her channel, just like, and Jolene made the point that anybody who's attractive or talented, and attracted and talented are the two magic things.
That's why she hates me.
It is. And it's why she loves J7, unattractive also, and untalented.
I think she hates the fact that she is a little gay for me. I think she does have a cloner for me.
It's
and I
why
think that
she
that
loves
her.
Moons, who is the most boring person in the history of the internet. Because she likes people who don't take away her shine or pull focus from her shine or whatever. Anyway, it's really awful. And Arkansas Bestie came into Jolene's chat yesterday and she seems so without guile, right? She comes in and she's like, I thought Jess actually handled it really well. And I'm watching it and I'm like, Jess is coming for you. Like, you are next.
Great.
You are next. Anyway, okay. By the way, property tax records are public. If you own a home in municipalities all across the country, you don't have to not pay your property taxes. You can look up a tax card in many towns across the country. New Hampshire is a public information hell site where you can't get things you actually need, but everybody's tax cards are on the internet. Like,
Emily C gave us $1 and then she gave us $2 and she said, Jess is scared of Bob. That's why she's sick. I don't know if that's true.
No, I think she's actually sick, but I also do think she's lazy.
What they're saying is that because Bob is at court in Boston, she's afraid of Bob.
Why would she be afraid of Bob? He's like,
talks shit about his wife.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So she's scared to like see Bob in person. I'm sure he's like,
plus she ran out of deodorant.
Macchiato. When's Macchiato going to show up?
Emily, she ran out of toothpaste and deodorant. So
any news on Broken Baker? Yes, he is out of the hospital and he is home and he is back online. I think he's doing much better. We all sent him a card to say that we wished him well. Poor guy. He's had a rough go of it for the past few months. Snafu, thanks for becoming a member. Should we make this members only? I think we've been going.
Oh, yeah. Let's drop some tea. That was as much tea as you're going to get before we go members only.
We're going members only. So if you want to get your memberships, now would be the time to do it.
You
want to
hear some tea? It's time. Grab your membership.
I'm taking it off of Twitter in 3, 2, 1. And I
have my Matthias face on.
Taking it. You can't even make the point. Even if you pull your forehead up, you can't do it. It's not working for you, Becky.
But this.
Not even. No, it's got to be in the middle. She goes right in the middle, straight up.
Oh, like
straight
this.
Up. There, that's like better. This. Okay. We're going members only on YouTube. Here we go. See you on the other side.
That's her Botox, by the way.
I know. I know what it is. I saw lots of videos of older footage of her. And she doesn't look at all the same.
Yeah,
she
the Botox is pulling hard. That. Botox is pulling the things right up.
Yeah.
I should find some tape. I should just use some scotch tape and get this.
Exactly.
Or I should use my tiny hands.